funny. You know, life is very funny because she's telling you this story, and she's coming into the room where I'm meeting an actress, and she's thinking, oh God, I hope I get this right, and I hope he wants me and all that. And I'm there thinking, you know, oh, I hope she does this. You know, I hope I don't screw up. I don't want to be cruel. You know, I want to get her in and out quickly before she sees what an imbecile I am. And I'm cool with her. You know, and I'm sure this goes on in life in a million different ways all the time. You know, insecure people desperately, you know, jockeying for position with each other and not realizing that the other person is suffering as much as you are.
You know, it's interesting. This is a dark movie. I mean, some people have compared it to In Your Orb, Crimes and Misdemeanors, but... do you think this is, because some people when they see the film, not knowing anything about it, were surprised that it's a Woody Allen, directed by Woody Allen. What do you think about this in terms of your movies and the movies that you've done? Does this make perfect sense?
I've heard this before, that people see the trailer or see the movie and think that it's unusual for me. But from where I sit, and there's a big difference from where the world sits, where I sit, it seems as natural a flow for me as all my films. It's about relationships between men and women and tortured relationships and neurotic relationships. And I've done films before where people, where there's violence. I've done dramatic films before. So it just happened to be the idea that I had this year, and I did the film. But it seems to me just in the normal flow of things, whereas to an outside person, there seems to be an unusualness about it. I can't see that, appreciate it, or agree with it. But I don't deny it because I've heard it from too many people.
Well, it's an extraordinary movie. I got to ask you, before I just ask for a couple of questions from the audience, I have to ask you, we don't see you often in Los Angeles, and, you know, there's been so many funny things in Woody Allen movies in the past, poking fun at L.A. and everything. We're in the midst of this crazy award season and all this Hollywood stuff. When you come here, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. For years... people have, I've always teased California and Hollywood very much in my films, and people have always thought of me very staunchly as a devoted New Yorker, which I am, and the insight that people have never made about me is that my entire conception of New York City and Manhattan is derived totally from Hollywood films. The New York that I portray on the screen doesn't exist and has never existed except in Hollywood movies. You know, and all those people, you know, popping champagne corks and coming home at 3 a.m. with their sables over their shoulders and dialing white telephones to you know, go to nightclubs. And that stuff was all from Hollywood films. So as much as I kid Hollywood, you know, it really has had a very profound influence on my entire life. And even this enormous affection I have for New York very much comes from my conception of it from Hollywood. So I'm always excited when I come out here. I always have a good time. I would not live here because I don't like sunshine. I don't like to have to drive a car every place I go. And I like the nervous, noisy tension of New York and the closeness of it. But I'd love to come out and visit. I have a million friends out here. And I always... You know, I grew up on Hollywood movies and always had a big kick out of them.
What's your process of creating a story like this?
You know, it's interesting. It's so shallow. I had an idea that it would make an entertaining movie about a guy who kills somebody, but he kills the next door neighbor, so the person that he really wants to kill seems like an en passant killing. And then I wrote the film, and it gradually, the characters gradually acquired dimension as I cast the actors, and they filled out the roles, and they did it. I added the ghosts because I wanted some sense of intellectual content to the movie, and I thought I gotta stick something in there to make the people that write about the movie think that I'm about something. So I prefabricated the whole thing, and as I say, the movie was. When I said I couldn't screw it up, I mean it. It was sheer luck. I don't think I could do it again. It was just a good idea, and it developed because I got a great cast, and they fleshed these characters out, and I made a couple of right choices and got a million breaks on it. You know, it sounds facetious, but it's really true. You know, I'm a little hard of hearing, so I can't really, it's my one flaw. Someone's going to have to tell me what you said.
Intoxicatingly stunning, wonderful movie.
Oh, thank you. I caught that. Survival instinct. Yeah, that's that story. Sing it for a minute.
Your style of directing that it's more yes and it's not no, that you encourage your actors.
And yes, it was good.
And you say yes, right?
I depend on them, actually, because I always feel when the actor sees the script and agrees to do the picture, he or she has an idea of what to do. They understand what they're letting themselves in for, and their contributions are so much more instinctively correct than the ones that I make in a closed room in an apartment in New York in a bedroom. You know, I'm working in the dark, but they're out there, and their instincts can be depended on much more readily than mine can.
Scarlett, you've worked with Woody again in Scoop since then in a comedy, in an out-and-out comedy. Did you find that any different working with Woody?
Do you want to answer it, or should I?
What would you say?
Yes.
What should I say? It is very different because I think that
go ahead, don't hesitate because
I think that Woody is I found when we were doing Match Point that he very rarely said gave me any direction unless he wanted me to change something. And when we were doing Scoop, I think it was more difficult because of the comedic timing. I don't know. I find that even though the crew is laughing, it's not always funny on film. And Woody is a brilliant comedian and has very definite ideas of how he wants something to sound. In other words. Or even the timing of it, you know, he'll say, oh, that one was too short, we have to do another one. And, it was definitely a longer process, I think purely that comedy is much more serious business than drama.
She's imagining this. It's much simpler than that. It turns out that the actor or actress never really knows what's making them great. They think it's all that preparation work and all that stuff they do, but it's built into them. And Scarlett, is a very, very funny actress. She's got a wonderful, wonderful sense of humor. And it's got nothing to do with anything she thinks of cerebrally. It's just in her. Her delivery is great. She's got she's just gifted in that area. And I noticed that when I was doing my first film with her, and I thought it would be fun to do a comedy with her. And she may tell you modestly that she had trouble and that she, it's hard for her, but it wasn't. It was quite effortless, and she came out very funny in the movie, despite the fact that in the script, I wrote all the jokes for myself. This has happened to me before with Diane Keaton, where I write all the good lines for myself, and when the picture comes out, they get all the laughs. And this is what's happening with this movie, Scoop, that I wrote. She's very, very funny in it, because she's naturally funny and naturally skillful when it comes to getting laughs. So it was fun to do it with him.
I got time for one.
That's one of the nicest things you've ever said.
I got time for one more question. Right here. Yeah. Go ahead.
What's the last music CD that you bought?
You can't go by me because I buy I'm a big New Orleans jazz fan, so I buy music that would be of no interest to you whatsoever. I listen to classical music and jazz. And most of the time, old jazz, so unless you're interested, and there's no reason why you would be, in Joey Roll Morton or music of New Orleans in the 1920s, it would have no resonance with you.
But that leads to an interesting one final question about the score. The music here is different than in past Woody Allen pictures. It's opera. You've chosen opera here.
Yes, because I felt that... there was a natural connection. I couldn't figure out what kind of music to use in the picture. I know I was not going to do jazz music. I was not going to do my usual Cole Porter or George Gershwin kind of music in this movie. And I thought about doing classical music. And then it occurred to me that not only is there a connection for opera in the movie, because they like the opera so much, but the film is operatic in that it's so blood and gutsy and so tragic in its implications and all that, that opera would be a natural. And so when Caruso has such a pretty voice, and so I was able to do opera, and it worked effectively. Again, it was an example of another good piece of luck that just floated my way on the movie. Now it looks like, it was a pre-planned touch of genius to use opera, but it evolved very, very prosaically.
Well, you keep saying luck, and I know luck's the big theme of the movie, but it takes a lot more than luck to make a picture like Match Point. We thank you for coming out here and sharing.